Okay, here we go. Most of you guys know that that Shemitah is referred to in the Chumash as a Shabbos Haaretz, which means there's obviously going to be some very striking parallels between the weekly Shabbos and the Shemitah year, which is this year in Eretz Israel. But there are also some very striking differences. Happens to work out well. The 10th graders are learning Hilchos Shabbos this year, so you guys can really appreciate the connection between these things. Take a look in the sheet that has a psukim. I want to start there, which is the smaller of the two sheets. It's not a package of the sheets. And let's take a look at the psukim itself. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'imartu, we'll end this as Parshas Bahar. It says, tell the Jewish people, ki savu el ha'aretz, when you come into the land, asher ani nosein lachem, that I'm giving to you, v'shav so ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem. The earth, the land should rest for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meaning, as you saw in the JNF film, there are wonderful agricultural advantages to Shemitah. A year of the land sitting fallow happens to have a lot of rejuvenating power. But that's not what our primary motivation is, guys. Our primary motivation happens to be L'shem Shemayim. Who in this class is familiar with the concept, hope you didn't in the Hilchos Shabbos year, or outside, called Amir La'akum? Anybody familiar with the concept, very, very practical concept, called Amira La'akum? Anyone know what it is?
I remember.
Yeah, go.
So
go.
I think Ray Popple said it.
Is yeah, I'm sure he did. Go ahead.
Going to waste.
Amira La'akum. It's a Hilchos Shabbos concept. It's not Shrita. It's a Hilchos Shabbos concept. Gentlemen, the Torah Allah.
You the non-Jew?
What, go. What is it?
That a non-Jew, it's better to ask a non-Jew right to do it than they are. I don't remember, so I...
Gentlemen, Mina Torah, the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's you just stretching. You just stretching. Gentlemen, Mina Torah. No time for guessing. I don't get this recorded. Gentlemen, Mina Torah, I am allowed on Shabbos to ask a goy to do anything. Turn on lights, run machinery. I can have a goy open my store, keep my store open on Shabbos. That's what the Torah says. The Easter of Shabbos applies to me. I can't be Mechalel Shabbos. Asking a goy to do things for me, min ha-Torah, is permissible. As you guys can understand very thoroughly, Mr. Yudin, midarabanan, very strict rules. The Chachamim said, no, we're not allowing that. Because this way, Shabbos will be a madhouse. You can have your whole business open, your whole operations open, everything running. It becomes un-Shabbistic. So the Chachamim made a rule that's called Amir La'akum. With certain exceptions and parameters, you are not permitted on Shabbos to ask a goy, midrabanan, to do anything for you that you're going to derive direct benefit from. He can't turn on a light. He can't run your car for you. Can't open your business. That's midrabanan. Now, look at the pasuk we just read. The earth has got to rest. I'm just giving a loose translation. What if I ask a goy on the Shemitah year to do things that I would normally not be allowed to do? Is that permissible min haTorah and only also derabanan? Or maybe Shemitah is different than the weekly Shabbos. Why from the words? Why can be your answer? And why from the words? Why might Shemitah be different than the weekly Shabbos? And if I ask a goy to plow, to reap, to seed, to irrigate, to prune, any of those activities, it might be a more severe issue than even on Shabbos. What do the words say?
By Shemitah, the land is resting.
And therefore, talk it out.
So, but if by Shabbos, it's something you can't do.
You got it.
But if by Shemitah, you can't work the land, whether or not you do it doesn't matter.
Right, gentlemen, the poskim say, based upon this pasuk, that unlike Shabbos, where if I can't ask the goy, midrabanan, to do things for me, with some exceptions, when it comes to Shemitah, if I ask an Arab, a Palestinian, to take care of the land for me, to work the land, it is an Iser D'oraisa. At least it's a Bitul Mitzvah Saseh. It's not a lav. It's an Iser Bitul Saseh. The Torah says that you should allow the land to rest. And if I have a goy come in, if I have a Palestinian Arab come in, I'm not allowing the land to rest. Very big difference between the two. Fine. Now let's go on to the next psukim. Sheish shanim tizra sadecha, 6 years plant your fields. Sheish shanim tizmor karmecha, and for 6 years you should prune your vineyard. And the osapter estubuosan, gather in the grain, the produce. Uvashana shvis, on the 7th year, Shabbos, Shabbosun, Yaaretz, Shabbos, Lashem, it's a year of rest for the land. Sadecha lo tizra, kamecha lo sizmor. Don't plant your field. Don't prune your vineyard. Sviak sircha lo tiksor, you may not harvest what grows in the fields, the grain. Inzei nizirecha, and the grapes that are growing in your vineyards, lo sifsor, you can't gather them either. Shna shabasun yelo aretz. Let me ask you guys from Hilchos Shabbos, perfect for this year in 10th grade. Tell me what an av malacha is and what a toladah is. Avos malachos and toladahs. Basic concept in Hilchos Shabbos, I would imagine you guys have touched on. Sometimes you get lost in the details, but I'm taking 3 steps back because I have to stay in shiur. Avos and toladahs. Binyamin. Fine. How many avos malachos are there?
39.
There are 39 avos malachos, and how many toladahs? Innumerable, right? Innumerable. And what's the base? If I was to ask you, what makes something a toladah? Why is it a good example? Let's say, for example, you know that Zorea, I'm assuming you know, Zorea is one of the avos malachos, right? You're not allowed to put seeds in the ground. Can somebody give me a toladah of Zorea, a very common toladah of Zorea? Dove?
Watering.
Why? Now, why? It's a very simple idea. Why is watering a seed considered to be a toladah of planting the seed?
It's to promote plant growth.
You got it. Putting the seed in the ground makes the seed grow. Anything that promotes the growth of seeds and saplings and plants also has a din of the same din as the av malacha. Fine? There are innumerable. Excellent. Now, let's take a look, gentlemen, at let's take a look over here at the psukim we just read. Look at Pasuk Dalet. What does it say? I'm sorry. Yeah. It says, so the last few words of Pasuk Dalet. So the cholotizra, don't put seeds into your field. Kamacholotizmor, and don't prune your vineyard. What does pruning accomplish when you prune a tree? What is pruning? What?
It promotes,
which means that Zomer, pruning is a, fill in the blank, Dove, is a blank of Zorea. It's a toladah. The Chumash lists here an av malacha, which is planting seeds. And then it lists a toladah. The Chumash spells out a toladah, which what is pruning. Let's go on to the next pasuk. Pasuk K. A svia kitzircha lo siksor, do not harvest the grain that grows in your fields. In vain is irecha lo sifsor, do not take in the grapes that grow in your vineyards. Gentlemen, kotzer is one of the avos malachos, which is, anyone?
Yeah.
Harvesting. And what is botzer? Lo sifsor? Right? It's harvesting grapes. Kotzer is an av malacha. Botzer is a?
Tolada.
Let me ask you guys, how many in reference to Shabbos, how many avos and how many tolodos are listed in the Chumash? How many avos and tolodos of Shabbos are listed in the Chumash?
Shabbos, it just says that you're not allowed to light fire.
Right, the one malacha listed in the Chumash is in Parshas Vayakel, right? Where the Torah says, Lo suvaru eish, b'chomosh v'secha b'yom ha-Shabbos. Wait. So, we know that Havoras eish is an avo. What about the other 38? Where are they found? What? That's true, but I'm asking them a different question. Gentlemen, you know there are 39 avos of halachos. It's listed in Mishnah 7, Perek Masechta Shabbos. Where are they found in the Chumash? What? They're not. They're not. Gentlemen, nowhere in the Chumash are the Avos listed. Nowhere in the Chumash and Shabbos are the Toladahs listed. It's all halacha l'moshe l'sinai. Anybody not familiar with that phrase? Yeah. Halacha l'moshe. You don't know what it means. Dove, there are certain rules in the Chumash where the Chumash does not spell it out, but Moshe Rabbeinu was told, and this is what it means. Give me an example. Ukshatam la'olsal yadecha v'hayula tatofos b'ninecha. What's that commanding me? Tefillin. Does it say how many parshios to put in? No. Does it say leather straps? No. Does it say black boxes? No. Does it say how to sew them together? No. Gentlemen, if you don't have black boxes, straps, and the proper parshios and the proper sewing, are the tefillin kosher? No. Where does that come from, Dov? Halacha the Moshe Mitzinai. When Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Chumash, and Moshe Rabbeinu was dictated, Ukshatam la'osal yadecha v'hayula tatavos b'ninecha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, and this is how to do tefillin. Gentlemen, when it came to Shabbos, all the Torah says is basically one thing. In the Ten Commandments, in Yaseros Adibros, lo sa'aseh bo malacha. No malacha permitted. Does it list it, Yudin? No. That is also Dov, halacha l'moshe misinai. The 39 malachas, I don't know if you guys realize this, are not found in the Chumash. The one that's mentioned, for technical reasons that Mr. Schreiber screwed up, which I'm not going into, is lighting a fire. Other than that, gentlemen, the Yisrael malachos on Shabbos are all not found opening in the Chumash. But here they are. What is a Chumash list? It says, do not plant and do not prune. Pruning is a tolada of planting. The Chumash says, do not harvest, don't be kotzer, don't cut grain. And it says, and also, don't cut grapes growing in a vineyard. Botzer is the tolada of... So here's what I want you guys to walk away with. I'm going to see a Gemara in a minute that says it word for word. The Chumash lists two avos malachos and two tolados. Av and tolada, zorea and zomer. Planting the seeds, Dove, pruning a tree, pruning a vineyard. Av malacha, holzer, don't harvest grain. Tolada, boltzer, do not harvest in grapes. Since the Chumash lists, as it never does by Shabbos, the Chumash lists two avos and two tolados. The Gemara is going to say, I'm going to show the Gemara in 1 minute, the Gemara is going to say, min ha-Torah, there are only four things you can't do during Shemitah. Planting seeds, pruning trees, harvesting grains, harvesting grapes. That's it. Guys, turn to the second page of the packet. I'm beginning, I have two columns. You see, Moritz says, Moritz Katan. Right, the top of your page, second page. Go to the right-hand column first. This happens to be the Beis and Beis, by the way, for those who'd like to know. Beis and Beis, Dov, I'm looking. For those who want to know where I'm looking, the word Avos is over here. Look to Beis and Beis, the right, there are two columns of Gemara, the right-hand column, Beis and Beis in the bottom, starting with the words Avos. You have it? Avos osarachmana, tolados lo osarachmana. The Torah only forbade Avos as listed in the Chumash. It did not forbid on Shemitah, unlike Shabbos, it did not outlaw tolados. Parentheses, except for those listed. For example, gentlemen, you don't water during Shemitah. We don't irrigate the ground during Shemitah. We don't fertilize during Shemitah, even though irrigation and fertilization and aeration are all forms of Zorea. They're only also to Rabbanim. The only thing the Torah outlawed are the four listed in the Chumash. Let me read the Gemara inside with you. Avos osa rachmana, tolados lo osa redichsi, the Torah says, Ubeshana hashvi'is, Shabbos Shabbos in Yela Aretz, Sadacho lo Sizra, etc., etc. Michde, third line. Let's analyze this, the Gemara. Zmira bichlal zriya. Pruning is a form of planting seeds. Ubetzira, harvesting grapes, bichlal ksira. It's a form of kotzer, harvesting grain. Lamai hilchasa kasvinu rachmana. Why did the Chumash spell these all out? It doesn't do them on Shabbos. Why did the Chumash feel it necessary to spell out these four malachos? The answer is, look at the little aleph, the Rambam paskins like this, as do all the poskim. Lememra, to point out to us, to tell us. Da'ahani tolados machayev. These two tolados, of Zomer and Botzer, are that with the Torah absolutely outlaws? Achranaisa, other Toledos which are forbidden to Rabbanon, lo machayiv, there is no Isur min HaTorah. Key line of the Gemara, gentlemen. Which means that most of the activities that farmers do not do during Shemitah, gentlemen, are the Rabbanon, not the Araisa. The Araisa, four things only, as listed in the Chumash. What an amazing compare and contrast. Hilcha Shabbos, which is an Isur, Skila. Isur Shabbos, which is 39 Malachos, innumerable Toledos. It's all Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, like the Halachas of Tefillin. Shemitah, which is serious, but not skila, the Torah spells out two avos and two talados to point out to us, gentlemen, these four only. So you'll ask me, Akasha bin Yomin, Lamai Nafkamina, who cares the Raisa de Rabbanin? Oh, very important, gentlemen. The Chachamim can make leniencies where they find it necessary. Look at some of the things we saw on that film, things that are being done to maintain pre-existing plants. I might not be able to plant trees, but I can definitely do things to maintain the trees if it's going to be an issue of the trees falling to pieces and dying over the course of the Shemitah year, because the Isur is only Derabbanon, with the exception of these four. Now, to go into details, guys, there are volumes, yay thick, written on what you can and can't do, but I want you to understand the operative principle. It is possible for me to do a variety of things on Shemitah, lo'ukme ilana, to maintain pre-existing plants, because most of the things that you're also doing Shemitah general are only also midira banum. That's what I want you to walk away with, first and foremost, from this. So what do we see? Two halachos so far. Number one, the fact that amira la'akum, which is also derabanan during Shabbos, during the year, is actually an Isur d'oraisa, because the land has to rest. It's not so much me resting, it's the land that has to rest. And secondly, gentlemen, the vast majority of forbidden activities during Shemitah are gezeros midrabbanon. They're also from the Chachamim, because the Torah spells out specifically what you may or may not do. It's limited to those avos and those tolodos. All right? Now, let's add one more thing. Let's take a look at Pasuk Vav. What grows during the Shemitah year, you may eat. You, your servant, your maid servant, your hired workers, the local goyim, they can eat everything. Whoa, 1 second. Doesn't Pasuk Dalin and Pasuk Hay say, you can't harvest during Shemitah, neither grain nor grapes? How are you eating things if you don't harvest them? This psukim is self-contradictory. First, the Chumash says in Pasuk Hay, don't harvest grain, don't harvest grapes, but you can eat what the land grows. How do you put those two psukim together? Guys, open contradiction. For another shiur. It's been a pleasure.
Eat out of the ground.
What?